section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by my co-host, Aaron. Let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. First things off, Survivor Series gets to keep his name, and everyone is excited, except me. I don't really mind. What do you think, Aaron?
Yeah, well, there was talks about getting rid of the name. Apparently, it hasn't been selling well, and they think that the... you know, back in the day when Survivor Series came out, it was a 4-on-4 match concept, and now you get 4-on-4 matches, you know, pretty regularly. So it wasn't that big of a deal. So basically, what they were talking about getting rid of it, but I guess they're gonna keep the name. I don't know if they're gonna try something else. You know, I wouldn't mind seeing something like maybe have a tournament during that time, or do something kind of like they did for Fall Brawl, where you had a team against a team. Mm-hmm. That'd be kind of cool to see too. So I don't know exactly what they're going to do, but I am kind of glad to see the names stay. I mean, you know, they had four names that were kind of, you know, stuck with WWE, which were Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, and then Survivor Series. Yep. So it's nice that, you know, they're going to keep those names.
And at one point, that was all the pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Because literally after WrestleMania, you had Survivor Series, you had SummerSlam, but during that time, you continued all your storylines because they didn't have, you know, like they had a weekly show, but they only had one, and it was basically the superstar versus a jobber.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I remember, and those were great shows. I loved watching those shows. Good news for Jeff Hardy, 3 of the 4 charges were dropped, or were they? It was reported, actually, that at first that he had 3 of them dropped, which are the 3 of the major ones, and he just had one for something to deal with opium. But apparently, they said that those 3 are just pending now. What do you think, dude?
You know, it's kind of funny. You know, let's not pass judgment before, you know, something happens. But, you know, I kind of think that the case against him has to be weak because, you know, if anything else, I mean, if he's trafficking drugs as they, you know, claim he's doing, I would think he'd be in jail by now. I would think that he would have been charged. I think that he would have had a court date by now and not have him get pushed back. So, you know, not that he isn't into, you know, like, you know, drugs or anything like that. You know, he seems like he is. But the thing is, the case against him has to be pretty weak.
Well, it's weak because the one thing that Jeff Hardy does, admits that he does, is he smokes marijuana, which, you know, is one thing. But the fact that how they busted him, I thought was funny because he got a box delivered to him, he put it in his trailer and walked away from it. And then when they busted him, he didn't even know what was in the box yet. He just took the box inside and that's how they busted him. And to me, that sounds like, okay, that's entrapment because, you know, like if you get boxes sent to your place all the time, you're just going to pick, like I've actually had stuff literally that came to my house. I picked up and threw it to a side, didn't even look at first. And it turns out one actually was my laptop, which is the ironic thing. And, you know, and I've had stuff that Heather said that I put aside, didn't even think about it for a couple of days. And I'm like, oh, here's that box. What if one of those was filled with all these drugs? Well, that's what he got busted with, was those drugs. So it kind of throws everything, you know, out of the blue. I mean, everything that happened, it just doesn't matter now. So that case is super weak, and I don't think anything's going to happen with it. But one thing I can't figure out what happened was why Vince came to Raw with 2 black eyes. I mean, did Linda pop
apparently him? He showed up. He had 2 black eyes and a cut on his forehead. You know, people were talking, well, did he get into a fight or maybe a car accident? And, you know, the thing is, Vince is a big guy, and I wouldn't go up to him and hit him, you know, no matter what the circumstance was. So my guess is he probably got into a car accident.
Well, you think that would be kind of like news, though, that there would be some news to supporting that. I'm wondering if maybe he just worked out a little too hard, like in the ring and maybe like boxing and stuff in all seriousness. Because, you know, some older guys like to box because they think they're bigger or whatever, and then they get their butts kicked. But you never know.
Well, could be.
Anyways, Raw. It was the viewer's choice. Viewer's choice for Raw. They've tried to do this concept before with Cyber Sunday. Remember those pay-per-views? Not too bad. Basically rigged, as everyone knew. I mean, what do you think of this? I mean, this concept, actually putting it on Raw instead.
You know, I like the concept of viewer's choice. I think that they actually didn't do that great of a job of really... I think that they could have done a better job of executing it, because what I would have done had I been running the show, I would have said, we're having these matches with these people, and here are your choices. For 1 week, you get to choose. That's what I would have done, because then you kind of get an idea of what the fans want to see. And you can be like, oh, well, it turns out that they don't want to see the Dude Busters take on the Hart Dynasty. You know, that to them, they don't care about them. You know, they just don't, because they're a stupid tag team and stupid name and everything. Instead, they want to see apparently Hornswoggle and Great Khali. You know, but you can get an idea of what the fans want to see, and you can prepare, because what if there was an option for like a cage match, you know, and you don't have the cage ready? Or let's say there was an option for a cage match and it's like, okay, well, that didn't win, so don't worry about bringing the cage, you know. Mm-hmm. I think what I would have rather seen is I guess I would have rather seen better execution. And I would almost rather see this on a pay-per-view, you know? So,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of, I mean, I guess that's given a very long explanation, so sorry about that. But I think I would rather, I like the idea of Taboo Tuesday or Cyber Sunday. I thought that those were great ideas, and I think I'd rather see those brought back.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Taboo Tuesday, man. That brings back good memories. I agree with you on that. One thing I thought was pretty interesting was Kane over Sheamus. It was actually a good match. I just watched it about an hour ago, and I was actually impressed. And then the fact that Kane is actually getting a little bit of a push, I like it. I think it's going to lead up to something with him and Undertaker, and hopefully they both retire afterwards. I think that's going really good. What do you think about that, dude?
I kind of like it. One of the things we talked about on a previous episode was that we thought that Kane needed to get a push, and we're actually seeing it right now. You know, I think that it's really nice that he's finally getting the recognition he deserves. I don't think he's a great wrestler. I mean, for his size, I think he's pretty good. But I think that he can have some great matches. And I think what I would like to see, not to jump the gun too much, but I think that after Wade Barrett gets done with whatever feud he's in, I would like to see him against Kane. I think that could be a great feud for both of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, they both can work in the ring, and Kane, I think, would actually want to put him over, which would be kind of nice, you know. But I think it's great. I'm fine that they're pushing Kane. One thing I was trying to figure out is why NXT all of a sudden showed up for the main event. And I thought I missed something because I've been a little under the weather. I'm like, did I miss something? Because, you know, like something didn't make sense to me. So I went back and I'm like, okay, they showed up. And it to me, right when it happened, I was like, oh my gosh, we're seeing another like NWO type style. Basically, you have these you know, newbies coming in, and they're basically saying, we don't care about the pros. We're going to show them that we're better than them. And of course, in a way, they did. They just kind of ganged up on two people, or two, three, four people, if you want to count that many, and just beat the crap out of them, and then beat up the crap out of like the bell ringer, and then also the announcer, which I thought was kind of weird. And actually, and Jerry Lawler too got his butt kicked too.
Actually pretty cool. I liked it a lot. I thought that, you know, it's one of those things that I said about like that I like about TNA is confusion. You know, I like seeing something and being like, you know, what's going on here, and then trying to figure it out, because that's what draws people in. You know, having, you know, match after match after match and nothing interesting happening, you know, like we're about ready to talk about on SmackDown. When you don't have anything that really wants to draw people in, you do something like this. The Michael Cole, Bryan Danielson feud was awesome. You know, it drew people in and made people like wonder what's going to happen next. And this NXT invasion, I think, is another great thing. I think that you can, if they do this well, which they could do it well, you could get you could put eight people from NXT over to be mid cards and a few to even be upper mid cards.
Oh yeah. And that's the thing. Like I was actually impressed with it. And the other weird part was all of a sudden I saw this thing where JR came out and said that he is not behind the Faction on this. And the thing is, I never even thought about this. I never even thought that, like, wait a minute, so they could be like an NWO. That never occurred to me whatsoever. I thought they were just coming in there to get revenge on, you know, or beat up Cena basically to, you know, get, you know, help Wade Barrett get the title. But apparently, no, I'm completely wrong. It's actually someone's behind it. And there's a couple people I thought, you know, it could be Batista, you know, get that storyline going. It could be JR, which I think is who it's going to be. It could even be Michael Cole if you want to put him in that point. Or I even thought of, you know, worst, you know, one of the cool things it could be is Bryan Danielson, because when he was a heel, he was an awesome heel. He was a perfect heel. And if he came out saying, I'm the head guy of this faction or whatever, if he comes out and says that, I'd be like, wow, they did something proper. You know, it's like the first time WWE's actually done something really cool like that. So I was pretty happy with how that turned out. All in all, I do like the fact that Wade Barrett's, it looks like he's going to face John Cena. And I, in a way, now I kind of want him to win. What do you think, dude?
I think it's kind of cool because it's something that they did in TNA a couple months ago where they had the Pope set up to face off against the World Heavyweight Champion, but AJ Styles at the time, he was facing somebody else, I forgot who, but the Pope was just hanging out there, just being like, I'm next, it doesn't matter, I'm next. So you have Cena taking on three other people, and Wade Barrett's just like, I don't care who wins, because you got me next. And so he's still going after Cena. I kind of like that. I think it's pretty cool. You know, there was a lot of parts of Raw I didn't like, but the ending really made it so much better. So grade wise, I'm gonna have to give it a B minus.
I'll give it a B minus too, definitely. Moving on to SmackDown, Drew McIntyre, as you probably know, during Raw, Matt Hardy kicked his butt, and he's fallen from graces now, and looks like Teddy Long's gonna be facing him next week. I don't know what to think about this still. I mean, what do you think, too?
You know, they're saying that he's kind of a prima donna and he's a high maintenance character. And so they're having issues with him. And so they're basically, you know, the writing staff doesn't like him. And so they stopped giving him the push he was given, and he's losing matches now, you know, and he was undefeated for quite a while. So, And Teddy Long next week, I mean, I don't know, just says something. So, and the thing is, I must say, you know, that I brought up on Raw was, you know, on SmackDown, they're just kind of continuing the storylines this week, which, you know, it for good or for worse, you know, I mean, it's just they're trying to hype up Fatal 4-Way. But the problem is, you know, you're not having anything on SmackDown that's really, like, great, you know. So they're just continuing the storylines. And grade-wise, I mean, it wasn't that great of a show. I'm going to have to give it a D.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely give it a D, too. It was one of those shows that you could definitely miss and you know, catch up next week. Like, oh, I didn't miss anything. This is definitely one of those shows. NXT, though, was different. This was the season 2 premiere, and it came off, and I you know, overall, I mean, I like some of the characters that they're bringing in. My favorite one, and I know I'm gonna get made fun of this, is Percy Watson, dude. He makes me laugh, and it's because he has so much energy, and he's just like, I'm so, like, dumb, and I'm an idiot. And, you know, like, when him and Darren Young were tag teaming in FCW, it was great. I think it was called the South Beach Boys or something like that. It was probably the funniest stuff ever because they just were perfect together, and they let him bring that character from FCW into WWE, and I think that character will survive.
And, you know, I think that NXT, I mean, I kind of like the idea because now you're getting a new group of people to focus on, and I think one of the problems with WWE was that we weren't seeing anybody new. I mean, we weren't. You know, if you talk about last year, the only person I can think of that was even new was, like, Sheamus. You know, I mean, that's the only person I can really think of. Otherwise, it was people who were gone for a while and then came back, and that was it. So having this influx of people is pretty nice. I almost wonder if they're going to combine the two NXT classes and, you know, do something where you have Percy and Darren Young team up, you know, so that way you have a tag team because, you know, they are lacking in tag teams. And so it'd be kind of nice to see tag teams come out of this NXT class, you know, or the NXT group.
Oh yeah, and see when them as a tag team was actually funny because they were able to play off each other really well. And you know, like Percy Watson, if you know, if everyone saw it, he's just basically a flamboyant guy, just like all about happy, you know, like he can't be brought down. And even when he gets his butt kicked, but in the ring he's solid. Like that's what really got me. Like the character was making me laugh, but the fact that he could actually wrestle, I mean, I was happy about that. Anyways, just, you know, I don't want to get into in depth with NXT this week. I think we'll say that later. But overall for the show, I didn't care for the ending. the pros beating up the rookies. I thought the fact that Low Key was going to hit a girl, that all of a sudden he didn't hit a girl. He ended up getting his butt kicked, which I thought was kind of weird, but, you know, whatever. But so far, I just got to give the show this week. I'll have to give it, just for a premiere, I'm going to give it a B-.
Premiere-wise, I'll give it a C-.
All right, but you know what? You know what doesn't get a B- in my book? GoDaddy. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus, world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149, when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Summer 65, see site for details. TNA, the match that we're looking forward to is Kurt Angle versus Kaz.
Yeah, it's set for the pay-per-view this Sunday. I'm actually looking forward to it. I think that, you know, Kurt Angle is a great wrestler. You know, he's probably going to be top three wrestlers of all time. And Kaz, I think, is a great up-and-comer. I think that, you know, his character has really evolved, you know, over the past year. And I don't know. I mean, I think that it's going to be a great match. I know that you kind of feel the same way too, Andy. So, you know, but one of the problems I think with TNA this week is that they kind of were just continuing the storyline. It's kind of like they were doing on SmackDown. So one of the problems is, you know, since many of you watched TNA this week, TNA just kind of, it just didn't have that feeling of anything's going to happen. It was more of a same thing over and over and over again. So, but one of the really nice things, one of the bright points of this past TNA episode was that they had a 4-on-4 match, which was awesome. You know, I mean, anytime you get, you know, like AJ Styles, Jeff Hardy, Ken Anderson, Abyss, Jay Lethal in the ring, it's just, I mean, it's a great match. So, you know, Andy, I don't know if you got a chance to see the match yet or not, but, you know, it was a great match.
Yeah, it was really good, dude. I was impressed.
What do you give it grade-wise, though, the show?
I'm going to have to give it definitely just a B-.
It was an okay show. I'm going to give it a C+.
Cool. Anyways, we want to talk about something with the WWE right now. We want to talk, how can they improve their product? First thing I think we should do is, I think they should basically change from PG to PG-13.
Yeah. You know, something that we talked about a few weeks back at the pay-per-view, they had an issue with people getting cut, and so they were bleeding, and they had to stop the match. You know, and they had to stop three different matches, you know, to stop the bleeding. And it just, I think it really took away. So, you know, what else could you see happening from switching from PG to PG-13?
Well, the blood has never bothered me. The only thing I can think of really is that the whole thing with Linda McMahon running, I think that has something to do with it. But it could also be that maybe a couple of wrestlers have hepatitis now, and just to cover it up, they're just letting people, every time you get cut, they sew it up. I mean, it could be something simple as that. It could be something major. The other thing also, I don't like the fact they got rid of the pile driver. I know that's Jerry the King Lawler's move, but something that just seeing that pile driver just always made me just laugh. I don't know why, but it always did. And the fact they took that out was just like, okay, that's stupid. And, if you know, they also banned moves like the Vertebraker. Gosh, what else? They banned something recently, too, and I was just like, you've got to be kidding me. And it was just a move that you always saw, and then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, we're going to take this away too. It's like, what else are you going to take away?
Yeah, which, I mean, it says something about the wrestling, because, you know, you don't see, like, for example, if there's like a hardcore match, you can't have chair shots to the head anymore, which sucks. But the other thing too, I mean, the wrestling, if you actually watch some of the wrestlers, it's just punch, 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 throw into the ropes, clothesline, punch, 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 throw into the ropes, miss, leapfrog, and then body tackle. And the problem is, a lot of the matches now are so cookie cutter that it's like you're watching the same thing over and over again. And I don't like that. You know, that's one thing I like about TNA is that every match is really different. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you know, wrestlers have their signature moves, of course, but they're not stupid. You know, look, the people's elbow had its place in time. You don't need everybody to do a people's elbow variant. The five knuckle shuffle, and the MVP's little, like, you know, shot and then elbow drop. And you also have Kofi Kingston does one too. You know, I think there's probably somebody else that does one, but everybody now does that. And it's like, no, you know, do real wrestling moves. So,
yeah, I understand, dude. The other thing, I think that they should actually push the smaller wrestlers, which it looks like they're doing. I mean, they finally got low-key. I mean, gosh, what's his name? Caval, from he's in NXT right now. They got him coming up, which he's small, but he can wrestle. Bryan Danielson, who can wrestle, and you have Evan Bourne, who also can wrestle. So you have all those players, you have all those wrestlers right there that are smaller. They're under 6 foot, and I think they're gonna. They need to push those guys so they can be the main eventers. You don't need a guy who's just physically built or he's 7 foot something and he can't wrestle his way out of a paper bag. I'm not going to mention any names, but Eli Cottonwood. Yeah, I think that's what they need to do. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, you know, I mean, they did it with Ray, but I think that they, you know, they kind of capitalized on Eddie Guerrero dying, which I know we all kind of, you know, I shake my head at that because capitalizing on wrestler's death, I mean, you just don't do that. But, I mean, they did it with Rey Mysterio. You know, but I definitely agree. I mean, they need to allow guys who aren't just roided up to get ahead. I mean, I'm sorry, but Batista was not a good wrestler, and he was injured most of the time because all he did was take steroids. John Cena is kind of the same way, you know? To be honest, the only person that's been injured a lot that kind of surprises me is Edge, because Edge is not a roided up wrestler.
But he did admit, though, that he took steroids.
Okay.
But see,
I mean, he's not, like, huge, though. That's the thing. He's not, like, just muscle. He has, like, fat on him, which you need so that way you don't injure yourself all the time.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I mean, there are some guys who took who've taken steroids, and then you start thinking about it. You're like, you were really small, though. And they would say it would just help them, you know, get through injuries faster. That's why they were doing it. And because you can't do, you know, there's some things, drugs you can't get away with. And steroids is one of those that they were all like, oh, this is the easiest one to do. And they should have been.
Yeah.
But NXT is a faction. I do like that. I would like to see almost like if they were to be like an NWO. That would be really neat. Because you have all these newbies coming in. They can go in and just beat the crap out of anyone they want to.
And I think the really cool thing, too, is that if you have NXT as a faction, it's a select group of people. Because you can only have people from NXT in there. So it could only be up to 16 people. And that's it. With NWO, of course, it grew and grew and grew until it was too big. So I think that'd be really great. I think another thing, too, is that they need better heels. You know, Sheamus does not make me – like, he's not the type of wrestler I want to see get beat up. Jericho, on the other hand, he's a wrestler you love to hate. I like – Big Show was a great, great – you know, and like Edge. Edge is another one. He plays a great heel. Christian can play a great heel. But the problem is right now, the heels kind of suck, you know, in my opinion. So –
yeah, and the NXT can actually put out those better heels because there's some guys who are heels in FCW that are, you know, actually kind of faces right now. The other thing also I hope they don't do is I hope they don't kill Chris Jericho's character. I mean, that character's been around for a long time. It would suck if they just decide to kill it.
Yeah, you know, and they just – I really feel like they haven't done that character justice. He's losing week after week to mid-card wrestlers. And when he won the world title from Undertaker, he won it in such a, like, you know, weird way. And I don't know. I mean, I personally would like to see him get a title run. I would like to see him win the title convincingly. You know, that's what I would like to see personally.
So. Yeah, I agree. But that's one of the things I think we could do to fix WWE. There's more, but I think that's enough for this week. First things first, I just want to say thanks to Aaron for coming on the show, doing it. And, of course, I want to say thanks to all our fans. And, of course, I want to say thanks to A6 Productions for editing the podcast and Section A6 for hosting it. And be sure to follow us. I'm A. Hughes 86. He's AP Hughes. And we're Off the Mark 86. And until next time, we're tagging out.